The brainchild of that was Michael Healy, our local member for Cairns. Good morning, Michael.
Hello,
how
Michael.
Are you?
Morning, Dave. Morning, Enki. How are you?
We've just been speaking about this, Michael, and I've just given you a call because there was a bit we missed when we were speaking about these vouchers. There is an allocation for locals, isn't there? So if locals want to put their hand up, there's an allocation for us.
Dave, we're encouraging locals to get on board. If they go to www.queensland.com, out of the 15,000 vouchers that we've made available to Queenslanders to encourage them to come up here and jump on our product, 2,000 of those have been set aside for people that live in and around Cairns. But we knew the locals have to benefit from this, and I said when we were putting it together, we've got to look after those in and around Cairns. So there have been 2,000 allocated, and we'll see how it goes, and if it works brilliantly, hopefully we'll roll it out in other areas, or we might extend it. But definitely some allocated for locals.
Great.
Well, I think, obviously tourism operators up here and businesses will be going, this is awesome, this is a fantastic idea. And it's for use between, it's a quite a big window, for use between March 15, which is coming up, and also June 25.
That's correct. And as we know, February and March are traditionally our slowest periods. Mm-hmm. This is when we've usually got a lot of Chinese. So if we're really looking forward, and I know the operators are looking forward to a really strong Easter and then a school holiday period, so not only getting people up here, but getting them on those products, that'll help those businesses enormously.
All right, well, fantastic. So there are 15,000 available for these travel vouchers, Cairns holiday dollars, to use them on tourism experiences, and 2,000 have been allocated to locals, which is great news. Good on you, Michael. Thanks for the yarn, mate.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.